You can't tell exactly you are surviving by this. It's all God. So people, mostly they are going outside the country, smuggling everything in order to keep them to survive. That's what they do. Even they go for hair saloons, but that saloon, after 1 month, 3 months, you see they are closed because they are not affording to pay rent. So people are going for credit. Someone is borrowing money somewhere there and then failing to repay in order to survive. So the situation is so tight. Even those farmers, for example, last year, the ton of maize was costing 378, and then the government say it's going for 390. So it is $12 increment, but it's not buying that maize. So the private buyers, they come and then they buy with the 250 and the 300. So that person, because there's nothing I can do, to go for that 250 in order to survive. So it's just, it's a serious situation. Even that government is failing to raise money for civil servants, you know about that. There is no money. There is no work. So it's a big, big problem. All God, that's why we're surviving. That's God that knows how to keep us alive. So it's a big problem. There is no money in the country. It's a big problem. That's why even now government say all vendors, because people now are vendors. There's no business. Everybody's a vendor now in order to survive. So now they say all vendors must pay tax, because they know that people now are on the streets.
Now, looking at the status of war veterans, you're one of the former Zipra combatants. Tell us, really, how much money do you get a month? And is that money enough to buy food and other items?
No, definitely it's not enough. Because it's 180, it's definitely it's not enough. There's nothing. So you are surviving as other people. And then you've got another problem. There's war veterans for school fees for children. Then you are, of course, paying good time. But the second term, third term is a big problem. For this year, of course, the second term was got it. But last year, we got only for first term. Second, third, we didn't get them. Honestly, that is the truth.
So what happens on a daily basis, really? What happens from the day you get the money up to the end of the month?
That money is in town, maybe it's for the rent. For food, you are just surviving as people. We are doing that vending. If you are farming, you sell that in a low price in order to keep you alive, in order to survive. That's the big problem.
So what do you do exactly in order to supplement that kind of income? What do you do?
Yeah, it depends individually. Me, I'm a farmer and I'm a dressmaker. That's how I survive. So other people, maybe are going to get some contrary jobs. Maybe someone say, I want some to build my house, this one, and someone, they pick you, they give you many jobs to survive.